Hey guys, we are here today with Dustin Groski and Giancarlo. I'm not even going to attempt your last name. I'm going to let you say your last name.
Got the first name perfect. Giancarlo Orozco.
Orozco. Okay. Yes. Very cool. You guys have amazing names. I always butcher names, even when someone tells me how to say them. 5 seconds later, I have forgotten. So thank you so much for that. We are here to talk today on the Creative Finance Podcast about your guys. We're going to talk about a specific deal that you guys were able to do in Orlando, Florida, and have you give us all the details. The first thing I just want to do is make sure that we thank you guys for your time and energy and coming on to talk with our audience today about this and educate them on how you were able to accomplish this and what all the ins and outs of that deal were. But first, I just want to start off with finding out what communities you guys are from and how long you've been there.
Let me go first, Giancarlo.
Okay. I'm in Sub 2, Sub 2 community. Okay. I know, obviously, from that community. Other communities, really, I'm only in Sub 2. Okay. And you join Sub 2, you only need Sub 2. So, yeah, I'm from the Miami.
Straight up Sub 2.
Yeah, straight up. I joined like 2 years ago, so everyone I know be already a Gator if I just ask them. But yeah, I'm in the Southland market. Awesome. Yeah.
All right, Dustin, how about you?
Yeah, so I've been in Sub 2 about 15 months, and then I've been in Gator about 8 months. Okay. I did join Gator just to access more lenders. That was my angle.
Very smart.
And then I was very close to Giancarlo actually down in Miami. And then I just recently moved up a couple hours north. I bought a Sub 2 deal. We moved into it.
Still in Florida though.
Yep. Just 3 hours up the coast. And then I'm a lot closer to Orlando.
Very cool. That's super exciting. Are you going to squat up?
Yes.
Yay. I will be there. You're going to have to come find me.
Yeah, definitely. And then the VIP and all that. So I'm ready.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, I can't wait for that. Super cool. Okay. Let's dive into this deal. Tell me about this deal in Orlando, Florida, and kind of tell me like from the beginning how you found it and then just walk us through the whole thing.
Oh man, this deal was, I tell you, crazy. I mean, crazy. Like this is
it's like one of those Rubik's cubes with not normal sides, but like triple the amount of sides. It was one of those.
Wow. Yeah, it required many. We brought in a couple mathematicians just to help us to solve this thing. But no, it's a foreclosure at the epitome of what foreclosure means. So the way we found it was we had a member from Sub 2 named Astreus Locke, and his wife Happy Locke. They brought the deal to me. In Sub 2, I've been kind of out there already as a foreclosure guy. So he reached out to me because I've been telling the Sub 2 community that I used to work for the banks as a loss mitigation specialist for the lenders and deal with foreclosure clients for a living. So, you know, now that I'm on the light side and not the dark side anymore, you know, a lot of the Sub 2 members know the auction could be in 1 or 2 days and it's not an issue. If they could be behind 30 grand and we can get the arrears moved to the end and take care of that. This guy brought the lead. He's like, and I'm like, well, the only issue with this lead was that she had two mortgages. So that's how I found the lead. But the issue with there's things, there's so many issues with this lead. The greatest issue was that, I mean, it was a mother and her daughter and her granddaughter. And the mother was extremely heavy. She had a special bed, heavy. The daughter was also extremely heavy, but light enough to where she could walk for a couple hours a day. And then she would have to sit down. Oh, no. The granddaughter, special needs and had to be in special needs, but by the grace of God, got accepted into a regular program in a school in a specific school district. So they did not want to move from the school district. This house is in Orlando, Florida, right? So they know they're going to lose their home. There wasn't an auction. There was no auction, but they knew they had to get rid of the property. They knew they had to sell. The issue was that mentally, they didn't think it was even possible. They did not think it was possible because In their mind, they're thinking, how are we going to move? We can't even walk. We have a whole bunch, mm-hmm. They hoarded a lot. And Dustin knows, and you can see his face, like, this is not easy at all, because just getting, convincing them that it was possible for them to move was such a high hurdle that when we finally did it, when we finally convinced them it was possible, then we had to reassure ourselves that it was possible, because it was, the thing is that,
really gonna-
yeah, they had to stay in that same district for the granddaughter to get accepted, because she got that special program. So the question became, how are they going to buy another house in Orlando, Florida? There was no money for that. So the house is worth about 400, ARV. The payoff was about 200 grand, but being foreclosed on the same. So the property had two liens. The first was current. The second was behind like 50 grand or so. So the issue was that, for them to, agree to do the deal with us, they had to move into a place. The only way that would be possible is if they were given enough money to buy a place outright. So it goes back to the question that what I was saying, like, you can't buy a home in Orlando for 20 grand, 30 grand, 40 grand, right? Mm-mm. So we went into the realm, think about, we're like, all right, can we buy a mobile home in Orlando, Florida, a major city, for like, for 30 mm-hmm. grand, 40 grand? And the answer was maybe. There was times where they were available, and then there was times where there was nothing available. Mobile homes, But But yeah, that's how we found lead, and that's kind of the gist of it, of the beginning.
So you were able to negotiate with them enough where they were going to get a chunk of money to purchase a house with. And did you guys bring a PML in or a PMP in for that? Like, how did you?
So then that's when phase two started, I guess, right?
Okay. Let's talk about phase two.
So both of us are in Miami, and then I have a business partner in Miami. And I had just come back from the main mastermind in Arizona. Okay. And we were like, let's do a little mini mastermind. So it was one day, Giancarlo, and then one of our partners, his name's LD Stauffer, we were at his condo in Brickell. And then we were like, all right, let's see if this is even a deal or not. What can we do? And so we're all just sitting, looking at it. And basically, we brought in my broker, I have a Florida license. So my broker, who's also in sub two, he came in as our PML. And then, so there's four of us. And then Giancarlo locked down the mobile home. And then we used a handyman from one of our other properties to rehab it. And so he rehabbed the mobile home, and he's rehabbing the property now. He's basically going to be done any hour, like any minute.
Wow.
So
that is really cool. So you got the mobile home done, they got moved in, and now he's finishing up the main property.
And we were a little nervous because Giancarlo, right? We had to close on the first house. We had to do an escrow holdback to ensure that they would move out, which they didn't have a lot of cash anyway, because we essentially wired the money to buy the mobile home. Like, we weren't letting them touch as minimal money as possible. So we closed on the property and they still lived in it, which was everyone, especially Jim, our lender partner. Everyone was a little nervous till they actually got out, which we hired someone and coordinated all that for them.
Wow. That's amazing. So you guys were able to, the two of you and a lender, and you guys were able to configure that deal to where you could help there was a mom, her daughter, and her granddaughter all in this situation. So there's six people
And we have one other partner. He's the one overseeing the rehab. He has a lot of experience on that side.
Gator Audio, Get Creative Podcast. Tell people to join GatorTribe.com. Chomp Chomp, I wanted to come in here and take a moment of your time, let you know that this episode you're listening to is obviously a Gator Tribe member, somebody that's joined the Gator Tribe and said, look, I'm going to bet on you, Pace. I'm going to bet on this education and this community that you built so that I can go and change my life. This student of mine in the Gator Tribe is making money. They're doing deals. They're collaborating with other people. And they're not only doing that in their local market, they're doing it all over the country. No matter where you are in the United States, no matter where you want to invest, getting started in Gator is a wonderful place to launch. So if I were you, I would go to joingatortribe.com.
So we've got 7 people whose lives are being changed. How about, did we have TCs in there? Were there, was someone else doing the paperwork besides you guys? Yeah. Or did you do all that? Rochelle did your paperwork. That's awesome. So 8 people that benefited from this transaction that you guys were able to find and put together.
Yes. So it's definitely one that one person just couldn't do. It was like, it was a whole squad that had to tackle it.
Yeah. I mean, that gives a whole new meaning to the term squad up, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm definitely, I know what I'm looking for in my squad now.
Yeah. And then Giancarlo was key though, because it was very delicate in the beginning, especially until we had him moved out, because she was nervous about like us logging into the mortgage portal. So like Giancarlo had to be very nurturing through that.
That's impressive. It really is. It's so outside of the norm, so to speak, that it's not mainstream. People aren't talking. I mean, now more than ever in the past are people talking about creative finance, but I mean, it's still not mainstream like mortgages or, you know, what real estate agents do. It's not something that everyone has heard of, and they might've heard the term, but they don't really know what it means.
Yeah.
Right.
Or possibly even some people even have a negative connotation with it. They're like, oh, creative finance, it just means you find a way to swindle people out of their money, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's always some preconceived idea there.
Yeah, especially some generations more than others.
Right.
No, yeah, creative finance is what's making this deal, like, amazing.
Yeah, so now...
I could have taken the easy... Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could have... I could have wholesaled it. I was going to wholesale it with the guy who brought me the deal. We were just going to wholesale it for whatever, 20, 30, 40K, because it's 50% ARV. The issue was that it needed rehab. So that's when I called Dustin. I was like, hey, you have that friend, LD, who rehabs like a million homes, right? He's like, yeah. Like, that's when we met up. And then that's when Dustin was like, how about we just own it together? I was like, let's do it. So Dustin's PML... was willing to lend us. How much was it?
He's like 200,000 in.
We brought about 200K of PML just to keep the mortgage the same. The PITI is only $1,000 on this home in Orlando. Mm-hmm. So, and we're going to do it and turn into a pad split. So by bringing the PML, we're able to keep the home and rehab the home also, because they need a lot of rehab.
Awesome. So you're going with a pad split setup and the exit strategy, so to speak. That's how you're going to hold the property.
Yeah.
What is your, what's your income going to be from the pad split? Do you know that yet?
Yeah. So I'm working pretty closely on that part now. But it's an 8-bed, 4-bath.
Oh, wow.
It's big. And then the income fully occupied. And these are like right in the middle numbers. Looks like high 7,000 in revenue. So then when we refi to pay back the lender, he'll maintain some equity. He gets all of the bonus depreciation. And so then our actual net after all expenses and then debt service is looking like about 2,000.
That's awesome.
So about 2,000.
It's a good day.
Yeah, it's really close to an airport. So
Nice.
We're talking, Nick Bowers is the pad split rep we're working with. And so we're expecting, it's probably going to go live next week. So
it'll be right
in the middle of Squad Up Summit. I'll be finding out.
Oh my goodness. You're going to have to let me know. It's going to be absolutely amazing. I love that. We're definitely going to have you guys on again in a few more months to talk about how the pad split's going. Maybe some of the things you weren't expecting or, you know, did expect and all of that fun stuff. I am completely intrigued by pad split. Just, I think it's a really cool option for how expensive things are these days. And I know every generation says that at every given time, but facts don't lie. And we are having a crazy surge of cost coming at these, especially younger kids. Like I've got adult-ish kids. They're 20, 21, and 22. And I'm like, I don't know how these people are ever going to live on their own. And then these things like Padslet start popping up and you're like, oh, here's a solution. This is really cool.
Yeah. Well, because when you look at data, economic data, the middle class has been shrinking ever since we went off the gold standard. Yeah. So for decades, there's this huge disparity between the wealthy and then the rest. So Padslet makes complete sense.
It does. Yeah. It really does. And I think that it's a really cool, when you can combine that with a high equity property where you're able to purchase it sub two, like there's like the golden nugget that you guys found. It's like great, great deal. Super exciting.
Yeah. It's all from Giancarlo. That's where the first domino started. That's right. We had our little Brickle meeting and we're like, this actually might work.
I love that. Well, if you guys wouldn't mind, can I ask you a couple of questions about the community and kind of the difference of where you were when you joined the community versus now and how it's changed your life and just your thoughts on anyone who's possibly thinking about joining or interested in real estate investing?
Yeah, definitely. Gonna go first, Giancarlo?
Yeah, sure. Sub 2 has changed my life completely. It was like, you know, for years, 10 years, I had analysis paralysis, always researching real estate, got fundamentally starting bigger pockets, always looking for the way out, always had a traditional W-2 position. So I'm always thinking, all right, maybe once every years, I can buy one product, use FHA loan, 3% down, whatever, and retire in 10 years, 15 years. I have that all downloaded. Then I saw Pace. I was like, you know what this guy's saying makes a little sense. It might accelerate my goal to financial freedom. It might accelerate my path to quit the job. And there's a lot of people that I think will watch this podcast and be like, no, I think that's me. I have a regular job, nothing special, customer service, just like you, Giancarlo. That's what I had. I mean, yeah, I worked for the banks, but you know, at the end of the day, I'm on the phones, nothing special, nothing high earning, right? But ever since I joined Sub2, 2 years ago, I started buying properties. 1 year ago, the first year, I wasted my time going back and forth. So just January last year, within 1 year, I managed to buy 16, 17 properties, quit my W-2, have a couple flips on the way, should be generating six figures in income, active income, all just from this community. I don't venture anywhere else. That's dangerous for me. I just got to stay in Sub2. Sub2 has everything. It's crazy. I found the golden ticket, the one way out. Right? It's Sub2. Yeah.
So are you still at your W-2?
In last year, actually. That's last amazing. Year in April.
So totally different life.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's the story everyone wants to hear. I lived it. I wanted it real badly. Don't get me wrong. You have to work hard for it, but it happened way. I just couldn't stand the 9-to-5. I can't, it's just not for me.
I love hearing that. And I love hearing that, like, it is possible. You're not Pace Morby saying it's possible. You know, you're a regular Joe, so to speak. I don't know. It's such a, like, not everyone's an influencer and not everyone wants to be an influencer. I would never want to be an influencer, but I'm super glad there are people out there who are. That are able to do that because they do. They can cast this vision for you. And when what they say makes sense and it changes somebody's life, that's a big deal. That's, you know.
Absolutely.
That was your way out. And I think that's super cool to be able to look at that and know exactly where that came from.
Yeah. Very cool. I'm glad I found a way.
I very much appreciate that. All right, Dustin, how about you?
Yeah. So I found Sub2 back in, right before Christmas last year. I didn't know a single thing about real estate. And then my other business partner and I, we were like, he has a lot of properties already. And I was like, I'm more analytical and he's the opposite, like not analytical, just go take action. And so then we combined forces. And anyway, we're like, we don't know how we're going to do any of this. We're like, we're going to buy at least five properties a year, blah, blah, blah. And then Sub2 showed up. And I showed him a YouTube ad and I was like, hey, is this just clickbait or do you think this is real? And he's like, actually, my dad's done that before. He's like, I haven't done it, but no, that's legit. Because LD, he has 40 or so properties. So I valued his feedback pretty quick. He's like, yeah, that's legit. So yeah, I joined. Like the house I'm in now is a sub two. It is a VA loan, low equity. So it's definitely changed my life. And then what's really cool though is like so this is a book from the mastermind.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was when I went though, I like hands on, I'm the squeaky wheel. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, I need to set a goal, like there needs to be a consequence if I don't do this. And so anyway, he gave me two goals and I've been working on it. And then I saw him last week. And I was like, hey. And as soon as I walked up, like, he remembers me by name, which is mm-hmm. cool because, you know, he talks to a lot of people. And then I showed him the book and he's like, awesome, yeah, how's it going? And so I got, like, a very individualized check-in. And not saying that he could do that with every single person, but there's a lot of people in the community that are just like that. Mm-hmm. So it was joining Sub 2 and Gator was the details and all the info like a more like analytical person wants to see mm-hmm. where they know, hey, if I go in the vault, I can get an answer. Yeah. Or if I make a post, there's someone not just speaking from theory, but a lot of experience. People like Giancarlo that worked in banks, they know mm-hmm. the answer. So yeah, it's definitely changed my life. And I have on my whiteboard above the computer, like my exact game plan, and it's all influence from Sub 2, like timeline, like all of it.
That's awesome. Well, you guys are amazing. I loved every bit of this. I am excited to check in and see how this pad split's going and all of that in a couple of months when it's up and running and has tenants in it. And it's just gonna, I'm super excited for you guys. This is gonna be really cool. Very cool to watch. Thank you both so much for giving up your time and energy to come and talk about this deal and your experience both in the deal and in the community. This really means a lot. And I know just like you guys, just like myself, someone's out there, they're going to be listening to this and they're going to be like, okay, I got to know more about this, or I've got to figure it out. If other people who are just regular Joes can do it, so can I. So thank you for taking the time to share your story and talk about all the things that led to where you are right in this moment.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks, guys. We'll see you soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Good night.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Get Creative Podcast. We hope you found it both informative and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and stay tuned for more exciting financial insights. Until next time, keep those creative ideas flowing and get creative.